And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Amen, amen, say man.
Come yes. on, that's right.
Go on, Project right. Pat, baby. By the way, Pickle Jar is our sponsor this week. Before we get into anything else, Pickle Jar is like that cool friend. We talk about him all the time. It's seriously, if you have an Apple, if you have a Droid, it works for both. It's a great way to tip people in bars, or if you're a band, to get tips, or also a way to find out about new music before anybody else. They've got exclusive picks, videos. We talk about that. You can win some flyaway experiences. They have tickets to VIP events. Just really, really cool stuff. It's a great app. You could even do charity fundraising through it. Pickle mm-hmm. Jar is it's dope, yo.
Just download.
Amen. Amen.
It's hey, free. Man. You should download it.
Picklejar.com.
U.S. Monitoring the situation with the Chinese surveillance balloon or whatever it is, and saying that they caught it over the Pacific, and they've known that it was coming, but why they decided to let everyone know?
Well, I guess people could see it. I mean, it's not like it's.
Oh, it's
at some point. People
yeah, but
are
at
like,
some point, people just assume hey. That it's ours. You know, they go, I mean, "Oh, there's a weather balloon or whatever that thing looks like," because it looks like a weather balloon.
It's really high up there, man. That's above.
Or they don't even see it.
That's over 30,000 feet. It's probably in the 50,000.
I haven't
range.
Seen the altitudes or any of that stuff.
But I don't know that it's even being said, but it could be. I don't know.
I've got a. I got this creepy feeling like the beginning. Now they say there's a second one coming from Canada, and it's headed our way. And I'm like, this is like the beginning
Are
of Independence Day.
Are we worried about
Day.
Canadians?
No, it's not. It's coming through Canada.
Oh,
it's Chinese.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying it's like the beginning of Independence Day where they saw the aliens and they were like, oh, maybe they're friendly. And they all just move slowly to their spot. And once they were all in place, they yeah, unleashed
zap.
Something. Like,
yeah, they
like,
zap.
I'm like,
And so these balloons are maneuverable. They can...
Right.
They're not just floating through
What's
the wind.
What's it maneuvering over? The caldera in Yellowstone?
Yeah, it's like they're trying to see the mm-hmm. filming locations of Yellowstone. Look at oh. Carson. Look at Carson.
Carson.
I turned over. Look at Carson.
It is freezing in
you
here.
You look yeah. like the Coneheads from the old SNL skit.
Thank you. It's my bun. Mm-hmm. It's making my hood stick up.
I texted Joey Jones. Sorry. I said, dude, if there's an EMP in these, things don't get sideways.
What's yeah. an EMP?
Electromagnetic pulse. Mm.
And if you don't know anything about that, that is probably yep. the biggest threat to our lives. That
more,
we
than,
know. More than nukes,
nukes,
more than any of that stuff. An EMP, basically, you can set one off, by, or you can cause one by having mm-hmm. a nuke explode up really high in the atmosphere. That's one way to do it. But it's basically, it'll wipe out everything electronic. So think about all the electronic stuff you touch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no explosion,
Your
per
car
se.
Don't work, nothing works. It just,
hmm. It's just like a...
Wasn't that the plot at the end of... Escape from New York or Escape from L.A. or one of those awful movies with Kurt Russell in it. I feel like I saw that in the 90s. I don't know.
But you could, like the old tractors, you know, those would still work. Mm.
Things with
but we're done.
Without
like,
chips.
Yeah. Everything we have won't work.
Okay.
Like, no.
Yeah, there's no,
nothing.
You know.
Nothing works.
Bubba said something about having radios. I'm like, why? Because the stuff on the other side of the radio ain't going to
no,
work.
I have some radios and CBs and things like that in a Faraday cage.
CBs, but I'm saying radio. There won't be anything coming
well,
out of the
I'm not talking
radio.
About radio. I have what's called FRS, family
yeah.
radios,
yeah.
Like
talking,
those little,
like
walkie-talkies. Yeah. That are, you know, the ones that are good for like 2.5 to 5 miles. Which I think that
think
would
about
go
that. How
further.
How are we going to get information? All the television, everything's
yeah.
out.
No, but everything.
Well, that's
yeah.
because
yeah.
other people have little radios in their Faraday cages,
okay,
too.
But
and you can
I don't.
Relay.
I'm just saying. We're, you know.
Shortwave, all that kind of stuff. It's there's a lot of crazy things that would, I mean, seriously, if we were hit with an EMP, everything stops. Electricity.
That's
yeah,
how you
heat.
Heard us, man. Because we are so dependent on all of that. That's the thing that they were saying about all the Russian gear. I don't know so much now, but for a while there, their stuff was old, old tech.
Mm-hmm. And, like 50s, 60s.
And they weren't as, you know.
Vulnerable.
To an EMP.
And the Chinese
don't
have.
Bob and I have been working together so long, we literally can say a sentence going back and forth.
Yeah.
The Chinese don't have the high end, whatever it is, chips or whatever they make in Taiwan, and they make like 95% of the world's supply of high end microchips in Taiwan. Well, China doesn't have any of that. So that's the one advantage we have, because the advantage of our military is money and technology. It's not size. China's got way more people.
Yeah.
And way more people in the military.
So I don't know.
I don't think this is, man, it does not benefit China to have America, you know.
And this isn't, they're saying this is not the first time. This has been going on. Also, we do all kinds of stuff to them. We do a lot of stuff to them.
The big incursions are, you know, like the NOTAMs thing that happened a couple weeks ago. We don't know who it was that did that attack, but whenever it shut down all of the airlines for that whole day, every single flight, every single everything was shut down.
It was a hack.
And it wasn't like a computer glitch like they said.
It was like somebody screwed up and...
No, it was a hack.
Y'all are so funny. I don't care what the government said.
I mean, there are people in the government saying that it was a hack, but...
Well, the official statement was that it was...
I know.
It was somebody, like one guy.
Yeah, it was one guy. Well,
the official statement is that there's all kinds of stuff. I don't trust any of them. I don't trust Irish guys. I trust them less. I don't know, man. We're doing all kinds of stuff. I watched a whole documentary on Stuxnet, virus.
Stuxnet
virus.
That was ours, too.
Man, that was crazy.
That's the one we used on the Iranian reactors? Wasn't that the one?
I was in Iran.
Yeah,
I think it was
we were
Iran.
Using it to shut down the Iranian reactors. We had basically their stuff is so not connected because they didn't want anybody to get it. Somebody had to smuggle it in on a USB and basically upload it into their system.
So I saw that. I remember that episode of House of Cards. Yeah, that was good. I like that.
That's a fascinating tale, though, how they got it in there. Because, yeah, they were completely cut off from the internet. And they put
That's
it
how
in
they
there.
Got the guy who was trying to get revenge for Zoe Barnes, and he stuck the USB in the,
in
the thing.
Pretty much the same thing.
They framed him. Yeah.
That's right.
Good stuff.
And it's just set dormant in their system for 13 days, and it would go and change the temperature on their centrifuges while they're trying to get plutonium and all that kind of stuff. And it was just so minute. And then they had, did you know that they had a thing? You know, like when you see the guys who break into banks and they go and they look at the monitor and the hallway looks clear, but that's from, they recorded when it was clear and then fed that feed to that monitor.
They were doing that?
That's what they did inside their system. So they, when they would go look at it, stood for those 13 days, they recorded normal operation and then just looped it and fed it back into the system. So when they checked it, they're like, well, everything looks fine. But in the real world, those centrifuges were
getting super
up
hot
and busting. Yeah.
I
and
love
so
that.
The thing is, so we destroy their, they can't, those all get, that was decade
yeah,
of research.
Yeah, that set them back.
Way far.
I mean, they're getting close. From what now, I understand,
I think they're like weeks away. I've heard that they could
I heard they're already there.
I've heard that they're like so close, it wouldn't take long at all. It used to be like
dude, if we're hearing
year.
It's already
all right,
happened.
Of course. And so the problem with Stuxnet, it got out. And once it got out, it went around the world. Stuxnet was the biggest virus that hit computers ever, maybe?
Are you guys doing your research, or are y'all both playing Wordle?
Yeah, I'm totally checked out.
Tune Blast,
I look over at Carson. She's got some game going. It looks like Tetris with connecting colors.
All right. Okay. Well, that's
I'm Googling, why are my hands cold?
Yeah, you won't be able to Google that soon if this is an EMP, just lying.
Amen. Amen.
Say man.
That, if for anyone who does care, the name of that documentary is called Zero Days.
I gotta watch that. I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Good. Oh, speaking of documentaries, I watched this documentary about Miss Cleo.
Oh my gosh, I watched that too.
I haven't finished it yet, but it's so far it's disappointing. Like, I really want more dirt on who she was, where she came from. It's nothing. She died in like 2016. But she was just, I didn't realize it was the Psychic Friends Network. Y'all remember when we were
Dionne Warwick?
It was the Psychic Friends Network.
Yeah.
And it had just kind of slowed down, and people stopped kind of caring. And Dionne Warwick wasn't doing it anymore, so they were just trying different spokespeople, and it wasn't working.
And she was an actress, right?
Well, she worked there in their marketing department, and she was just like, let me do it. And she went out there, and for whatever reason, she affected that Jamaican accent.
It wasn't even a real accent,
huge.
Right?
No, because they talked to people. She was in this theater company years before, and they're like, none of them, she didn't have an accent.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
It's a Cleo. Y'all remember I called Miss Cleo one time? Like, that was the whole thing. I found a bit of us talking about me calling Miss Cleo, and it all came back to me. I was like drunk with some buddies.
Oh, you did?
We called. But what happened was, once they got your phone number and you gave them an email address, because this is the early days of email, then they would keep contacting you. And they would email you and say, Miss Cleo has urgent information for you. And you're like, okay. But people fall for that. This was back in the day.
Yeah.
$4.99 a minute.
Yep.
$4.99 a minute in like 1999.
And it would take them a while to read. Let's say even 10 minutes.
Well, the first three minutes are free.
But
and
the
they
guy
get
on
your
there
information.
Says the script that they give you, the first thing you have to do is collect the name, the address, a phone number, an email address. So you spend the first 3 minutes giving them information. Yeah. So
and
that
then
right
it was
there,
just
you're...
people. It was just people sitting in a room talking to you. But the funny thing is, it's like...
So you never got to talk to Miss Cleo?
No, of course you didn't talk to Miss Cleo.
No, they had a script for when you called and asked
for
Miss Cleo.
Yeah, they'd go
They would
this
walk
whole
around
thing.
And be like, is Cleo anybody seen Cleo? I think she's out of lunch. And he said they would keep you on hold as long as possible.
Yeah, because you're
looking
paid
for Miss Cleo.
We're so stupid.
People are dumb. Man, they made a fortune. They eventually got sued. I haven't got to that part of the movie yet. But there was a big lawsuit.
They got sued for lying to people?
Yeah. And Miss Cleo wasn't really... Like, it wasn't her fault. She just was the face of it.
But. You ever watch the, there's several YouTube channels where they bust the Indian scammers.
Yes.
The computer repair scammers.
Oh, I love it
what
so
they,
much.
I don't know what they did. What's...
So they send out, I like millions. There's like, the net is very wide. And then they only get so many hits, you know, in the thousands. And then of those, they get, you know, a few hundred. But so it's like a lot of work. And so they're all in these call centers in India, and they are doing computer repair, your Windows machine, and they dial into your machine. They're talking to you over the phone, and you're dialing. And then they get you to let them get into your machine. And so you get into the machine, and then they have you, there's a payment of some sort. It's an elaborate story, and older people will get into it, like elderly, and fall for it. And they were talking about how they would say, well, we need – you have to go get, you know, $1,000 in gift cards. And they would be on the phone with them while they're driving to go buy them at Walmart.
What?
Yeah, to make sure that they get them. And these YouTube channels are guys who hack into them. So they submit their information like they are an old lady, and so they contact them, and he has a voice changer on his microphone, and it makes him sound like this old lady, and he just talks like this. So now what do I do? And so while he's talking to them as this old lady, he's backdooring into their system and getting information, and then like blowing out all their files, locking up.
I saw one where he took money from their accounts, and and the guy is screaming at him. The guy in the call center is losing his mind.
YouTube,
and he's like, "But I did what you told me, $1,000, right? No, you took my $1,000."
I remember.
So satisfying.
I mean, we make jokes about it all the time about Chris Hansen. Come on in, have a seat. You know, to Catch a Predator. But they after they kind of ran their course on that, they switched it up and they did it to Catch a Predator with like the Nigerian Prince email scam. And they like followed through and actually got into these things with these people and got them on the phone and then went and met up with them. It was a whole thing. Like, these people will, if they think they've got someone on the hook, they will go through, they will follow through that. All the way, because
it's like watching Catfish.
It's the same thing.
I love that show.
I love people be like, yeah, I'm dating Usher. No.
No, you're dating an usher at the theater.
The yes. only time I ever saw it real was this super hot chick. That she was on Instagram and some up and coming performer, like yeah. singer. He
I remember
DM'd
that
her,
one.
And everyone's like, oh, this can't be real. I'm like, except this chick is a 13 yeah. on a scale of yeah. 1 to 10.
I remember
so guess
that.
What? Yes, the hot guy was DMing.
And
her.
They met at night, didn't they?
Yeah, it was after one of his shows.
I remember and I was like, wait, this is real?
Yeah, because yeah.
I wonder if
she's
it was set
hot.
Up. Like I wonder if yeah. it was set
like
up.
Like next level hot, too. Yeah. Not like, oh, yeah, oh no. she's kind of cute. No.
Hey, Bob, I sent you a link on this. Is a just real quick. You can hear his old lady voice as he's okay. talking to.
I'm going to.
And, on now. The videos, he wears like a wig. Just
to do.
Yeah, oh, just to yeah. be funny. He's a guy.
Usually, you know, all of a sudden I stop the voice changer and we kind of have this gotcha moment.
Okay. But, sir, why wouldn't you guarantee that you fixed my computer if the whole thing is fake anyway? I mean, there's nothing wrong on the computer, so you might as well guarantee you fixed it, right?
There's nothing wrong with the computer?
Correct.
There's nothing wrong. It's just a virtual machine. There's no viruses on it.
And then he takes their money.
Because, yeah, and then he...
that's not as good as Bubba's old lady voice.
Yeah, and I didn't need a voice changer.
No,
yeah.
he can just do it.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
I need y'all to fix my computer.
Now, what do I do?
It's me, Mama.
So I just go to Control-Alt-Delete. Programs. Start. I guess.
I hit this button, and all of a sudden, stuff is on fire.
There's one he was like, he tapped into their cameras there in,
oh,
in the
started
yes.
describing them
yeah.
yes
yeah and he got the real name of one of his scammers chick
man.
Yeah
and he goes she's like well just tell them you know that Nancy told you she goes you mean you know Shalapal and the camera and she's like
is that when she backs away?
Yes, you saw that?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I love
she,
those videos.
Yeah, she backs away from the phone
yeah.
and the computer and is like talking and mutes it and is talking to her friend next, you know, her
and
the
they
other
all kind of start gathering around.
Around to see
yeah.
it. And then she just starts, what is he doing there in the back? The guy in the red shirt.
So good.
All right, that's so great.
I need to check that out because that looks fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to know your stuff.
Very
man.
Satisfying.
It is. That guy's name is Kit Boga, K-I-T-B-O-G-A, Kit Boga. You follow him on. Some of these have 14 million views,
mm-hmm.
11 million views.
Wow.
Carson, did you go watch my guy with his getting rid of the drainage issues?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
What is he, post... Post
Alone?
No post
no.
it's post 93 or something. It's
yeah,
it's a weird. Yeah, this guy goes out there and finds flooding areas and gets the rake and gets stuff out of there and lets it start flowing through. It's very satisfying when you see it get caught and then it's
because it's always a whirlpool.
Yes,
and it's beautiful.
Oh, it's just so great. He lives in an old abandoned bus in the woods.
God bless him.
And mm-hmm. he's making, I mean, you told me, I mean, one of his videos.
Well, I don't know if he's, are they monetized?
Yeah, they're monetized.
Yeah,
then
we
he's
saw
making
commercial.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars on YouTube if those numbers are real.
Yeah.
I've seen the numbers. It's insane.
Yeah, millions and millions.
Oh, my gosh.
Just go out and do that. Mm-hmm. We're trying too hard.
I know. I agree. Like, nobody's watching our videos on YouTube, literally.
Yeah.
Nobody.
You could.
We have 500 videos in 2022 on YouTube, 503, and they were watched by 16 people. We couldn't get all 17 of our listeners to go and watch our YouTube videos. We're like, nah, you know.
I know.
Man, I am over here just trying to delete and unsubscribe. For some reason, in the last month and a half, really maybe 2 months, my inbox has been flooded with just spam.
I think it was
stuff.
Something over Christmas, ordering something online, and I think they sold my stuff to somebody.
Yeah. I was looking at it. I had Uber Eats. I'm like, I've never even used that.
Me
I had
too.
Restaurants I've been to once where I know I didn't sign up for anything, but I bet I Googled it, and somehow, I don't know. It just it finds me, and I've been people don't know about that. With Gmail, you don't even have to scroll to the bottom. It's right there next to the email address. Wow. It says unsubscribe. They'll do it for you.
Oh, that
Gmail
is
will do it for you.
Oh, so nice.
And it is so great.
Yeah, I have to go down to the bottom. Like I've got a ton of. I get stuff like from FedEx. You're the winner of a Ninja blender. No, I'm not.
You're not.
Norton antivirus.
Yeah.
This is an erection. Well, that's actually mine. then it got.
You're just. I keep thinking about this. You're talking about hacking into old people's computers. They try to hack into my dad's computer and tell him it was broken. He'd be like, well, the solitaire's still working, so I don't know what you people are.
Yeah, it looks like it's all good here.
Fine, I can see solitaire. It's fine, I can read Fox News. This is crap. You can hang up on him.
Oh, Bob, I'm going to tell you something.
Yes.
Something going on.
What's we can't.
Amen, say man.
All right. Have some echo.
Amen. Say amen.
All right, I got him. Hang on a second.
What are you calling somebody?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh, volume up.
Oh no, on the box.
Gotcha. I love this. This is always a surprise.
Oh, he guesses who this is.
Is it somebody famous?
Yes.
Oh, it is.
I'm going Jimmy Allen today.
No,
I told you, Jimmy. Answer. Jimmy FaceTimed me the other day. I was over at the Mexican restaurant. I go, where are you? He goes, I'm in Idaho. He goes, everyone looks just like you.
He called all the white people he knows and said that.
Yeah, he left. I go, well, don't get pulled over. He goes, it's all right. I got a white driver.
Y'all don't hate. That's a real conversation.
Not in right now.
Oh, trying to call. High score guy?
It's high score guy.
And he didn't answer?
Send me a message.
But what is high score guy screening his calls for?
Did he just text you and say to call him or something?
Earlier. And he gives me numbers. It changes. Okay, now call me on this number. And if we don't call him on that number, I guess it expires. I don't know. He's like, now call me on this number. So this is the
high score guy's got burner phones. He's cycling through them, man.
Mm-hmm.
You can't call him on his real phone because he's playing the game.
Bubba, do your old lady voice and tell him that there's been a recall on his game.
Phantom Chronicles.
Chronicles. Bubba remembers his game.
Do
your Indian voice and really throw.
Hello.
Hello? Hello, are you the man who plays Phantom Chronicles?
He hung up on you.
Sure did.
Bro.
What?
Anyway, he told me he texted. He tried to call or something, and he couldn't get through. So now he's just texting his score. I just get random numbers. It looks like someone just took their hand on the number part and just went, bleh.
I get more people ask me about if that's real than Frankie Ray even. Frankie Ray, I think people have accepted is real, but people think High Score Guy is fake. I'm like, y'all, I couldn't write High Score Guy. Like, you just can't. Yeah. It's so weird and irreverent.
I get people who are, in radio, and they're like, we're just over looking, trying to get content. And they're like, what do you guys do? I go, well, we have a guy who plays this computer game, and every day he calls us and tells us what his score is.
I'm so glad that we don't have to do reports. Remember we used to have to file a thing every week? We were part of something called New Radio Star.
Oh, yeah.
And we would have to tell the other radio guys what we did so we could share ideas.
Yeah.
And I am so glad we don't do that anymore because most of our stuff would just be, we have this guy who calls in and makes up songs.
And back then, we might have given out his number.
Yeah, we'd give his number. God. That's what people are like, hey, man, you got to call this gas station in Dothan, Alabama. This guy's the best.
He
just waits for the phone call.
What was the restaurant that we used to call just to listen to their answering machine message?
Oh, yeah.
Was it like their menu?
Dale's Den.
Dale's Den.
We're all in the den. And he had this, they talk like that. And he'd go, we got chicken little in the den today. Come around.
Yes.
And he'd change it like every day. And it was hysterical.
Yeah, he was... his whole thing was that it was for entertainment.
You find one of the old clips of us, I guarantee it's probably clean. Or it's, I mean, not, it's not, may not be great, but you could just play one of the old clips out of the.
Oh, just get into the, just kind of fast forward.
Fast forward into the meat of it.
Into the meat of it.
Okay.
Us calling Dale's Den.
Good morning, my friends. I have 11 half trillion on my game.
Oh, Dale's Den, the final message.
And then
what?
Oh,
is there an older one?
Here's one. Okay. I'm going to have to get into it. This is way
old. Oh, yes. Oh, start at the beginning so you can hear 12-year-old Bubba.
No.
All right,
no.
Now we're going to call Dale's Den.
Here we go.
Rick,
we're going to call Dale's Den.
And here in the den, Dale's Den, the summer's hot, baby. And here in the den, we got some things that we think you might be interested in. We got all kind of good eats. Best of fish. We take our fish, cook it fresh right then when you order it. We don't cook up a bunch of stuff and sit around and wait and guess, see if you order this and see if you order that. What we do is we wait till you order. It's going to take a little longer.
Uh-huh.
We appreciate you waiting on it, but we think you enjoy it better if it's cooked fresh. And check this out. If you're on your way, give us a call. We'll try to get it, but we want it to be hot and fresh when you get it.
Is he in a strip club?
It was hopping.
You know, you can go to these fast food places.
This was his voicemail message.
This is a voicemail message when you would call Dale's Den.
And it just went on
every
forever.
Time.
It's already sitting in half cooked. Hey, if that's what you like, deal with it. But if you want some fresh cook every once in a while, try us. We don't have those pre-cut hamburgers. Mm-hmm. We make ours by hand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't put nothing in it but meat, baby.
Nothing but meat, baby. Yeah.
You get the real thing. Somebody who know how to cook and know how it look when it's supposed to get done. Hey, that's a long way. You get, you know, somebody who never been at a stove, don't know how the stuff supposed to look when it get done, or how it get done, or what boat to make it done.
Sir, I was just trying to call for the hours.
You know what it take to win.
Yeah.
You got all your latest happenings, all your latest hits, all your latest things here deep inside the den. That's why we try to get all our customers.
This goes on for like 2.5 more.
Oh my gosh, yes. But we aired that, and we would call at least once a week, and sometimes it was hysterical. It was just unintentionally hilarious.
Yeah.
Dale's Den.
And he always start with you, Dale's Den.
I wish
what happening in the den.
I wish it was still around. Oh, I would make a road trip to Dale's Den.
Boy. I don't know where that was.
Oh, man. I
think it was somewhere in the middle of Alabama. It was a tiny town somewhere. Like, yeah, that it's not on the interstate. It was like just,
gosh. Yeah. Back before when things would go viral in the early internet. Like, and I actually stopped on a road trip in Montgomery, Alabama, drove 4.5 miles off the highway to go see the Montgomery, Alabama flea market, and I met the guy. He was just walking around because he owned it.
It's like a mini
mall.
Do you not remember that?
Up with him. So, what? Mm-hmm. Oh, don't pull that up. We don't want to get popped for his music.
I know. I'm trying to get the name of the flea market, Montgomery.
Flea market, Montgomery. I had isolated him going, hey, and I made that Big D's text tone on his phone. So whenever you would text Big D, it would go, hey. It was so great. That was so huge for like 2 minutes, and then it was gone.
I found Dale's Den.
12 million views.
Is it D-E-L-L?
It's D-E-L-L.
Yeah, Dale's Den.
It's Dale's Den. It's closed. Mm-hmm. It looks exactly how you think it looks. It's amazing. In Valley, Alabama.
Is it still? Oh.
No, they're closed.
It has closed for good?
For good, yeah. Yeah. Aww. But yeah, they talk about his, you can hear Dale's weekly, that's Dale himself, pre-recorded description of den goings on, his rants about any mischief the customer's been making, his feelings on respect and world peace, no good trifling hoes.
It started in the early 80s and ran all the way through the early 2000s. So, wow. That's...
Garrett, I'll send this to you so you can use this for the cover.
Dale's Den.
Dale's Den.
Oh, man.
Here's the goings on here.
I always thought it was Dale's. Now
so
I feel like a big dummy.
Dell.
Mm-hmm.
Dell.
It's the way he said it.
Dale Den.
And because we didn't get the number from like the internet, we didn't look it up on Google. It just got passed down from other radio people. Like, oh, you got to call this place.
Yeah.
So funny. Such a random weird.
Oh, hey, by the
thing.
Way, have a belated birthday to you, Garrett.
Yes. Garrett had a birthday this week.
We almost were going to do a thing.
Say, man.
We were going to do a thing for your birthday. What was it, yesterday, day before?
Wednesday.
Yeah, we were going to do a thing, but actually on Tuesday, as he was walking out, he goes, hey, tomorrow's my birthday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, dude, we had a whole thing planned. But once you came in and told us.
Oh, whatever. Bubba sends D and I a text that afternoon.
He's like, we got to do something.
Actually, we all want to do something special for Garrett for his birthday.
What do you have any ideas?
I was like, did we both just start ripping into Bubba?
We're like, well, how about a good poem? And then we start writing poems.
Right, we did. We wrote poems just to mock. I'm like, by the way, you haven't done anything for my birthday. I've been here 23 years.
Yeah, but I don't think you remember. A cake. I spilled stuff on it.
She made me the freaking thing, and you spilled candle wax on it. Yeah. You didn't do that. And that wasn't for my birthday.
I was like,
oh, that was your
anniversary. That wasn't my birthday.
I told them, I said, I'm just trying to be cool.
Trying to be cool.
here, wait.
You want to read some of the poems?
Patrick said, remember. You could make him a card. Oh, wait. Garrett's not your grandparent, and you're not one of my kids. here's a poem. Let's see. You're older than you used to be, but you'll never be as old as me. Happy birthday. Oh, nice. Roses are red, violets are blue. You have a twin with a birthday, too.
Yeah, that's right, Garrett.
Garrett has a twin.
I'm old enough to be your dad. You're like the son I never had. Oh, wait, that's right. I have a son. I guess you'll be another one.
And Bubba goes,
I hope y'all are using ChatGPT or you're just putting in too much effort. We're like, what? You're the one who wanted to do something. All we're doing is writing stupid poems.
I was trying to be cool.
I wrote one about your mom, but we can't talk
about
it.
We can't read that one on the podcast.
It's like for us, like if it's Patrick's birthday or Carson's birthday or Big D's or mine, we can say it. Listeners will call in and it's kind of nice. We get all the happy birthdays. Mm-hmm. I was just like thinking it'd be nice because he's behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. I see.
And Garrett doesn't get the accolades from the listeners. The 17 listeners call and go, hey, happy birthday.
Well, all four people listening to this podcast go and wish Garrett happy birthday.
And the three that watch it on
Instagram.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Y'all, man. Y'all used to be cool.
What? What are you talking about?
We were never cool.
Amen. Amen.
But I'm gonna be in his neck of the woods in about 3 hours.
A little bit later on.
Oh, you driving through Memphis?
I'm going through Memphis.
Oh man.
Yeah, I may stop. All right. I wish it was at lunchtime. I would stop at Cozy and get some ribs.
Ooh. You going through Memphis?
Yeah.
Don't forget to go by what's the little Sweets place that we go get cookies.
Boy, I am going there.
Oh, that place
the place
is
where
so
they got
great.
Like pink, everything's pink and white.
Yeah,
and Bubba
got
me
some cookies.
She's like some famous somebody, and she has like a cookie place. And we go there. And Bubba takes me there every time, and it looks like I'm walking into a little pretty princess.
Oh,
who is it?
Whimsy Cookies.
Whimsy Cookies. I've never even heard of that.
Me neither.
Oh, y'all don't know.
You know, when I go to Memphis, I'm not going for cookies. I'm going for barbecue.
So when D and I go
you
there.
You know Crumble will deliver.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't like Crumble.
No, I know. They're too.
They're too sweet.
Yeah, and it's very one note. But, I mean, if you're looking for a pink box, there you go.
It's like the girliest place ever. Like, everything is. Here, Carson. Look at the little layout.
There's a place I go to by my parents' house called Kelsey Elizabeth. And every time I'm home, I'm like, I want to go get some macarons or however you say that word.
Macaroons?
No.
What do you say? Macarons? I thought he
was
the guy.
No, because there's macaroons
over,
and then there's
the
macarons.
Canada.
Because macaroons are like a fluffy egg white thing. And then you have
what's a macaron?
There you go. Macaron. The sandwich cookie. Hmm. But yeah. Oh my God. My family makes so much fun of me. They're like, you're really going to Kelsey Elizabeth.
Oh, Cozy Corner.
Cozy Corner.
Oh,
Cozy Corner restaurant. You want to get the best
that's
barbecue
the place.
In
that's
what,
yeah, that's Ooh. The kind of barbecue place you want to go.
Yes, you do.
Dude, I walked in, and they knew I was not from the neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what gave it away.
I get in there, I'm standing there.
The cop car.
He pulls up in his big old freaking surplus cop car.
This guy standing next to me. Like they'll come out. They had a handwritten whiteboard and says, "No more ribs today. Only got pulled pork and whatever."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, "I'm out." All of a sudden, about that time, the guy walks up, erases it, and says, 17 racks left." I'm like, "Oh, yes." And the guy next to me starts laughing because I'm like, just did that. Yeah. I'm like, "Yo, good." He goes, you ever had this before?" I said, "No." I said I did quite a bit of research to get here. He goes, "Ooh." He goes, "I was here yesterday." I'm like, "That's all I need to know.
That's it. You coming back for Mo? Okay."
And he goes, "Hey, man." I kid you not. He goes, "Hey, man."
"Hey, man."
And I was like, "Oh my God, I am in Memphis."
Was it Project Pat?
No, it could have been.
It could have been. You wouldn't know.
I wouldn't.
You
know.
Wouldn't.
I wouldn't have a clue. "Say, man. Hey, man."
Oh my gosh. That's so fantastic.
Speaking of, I have to get on the road.
All right. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Yeah, very cool. Let's see how these balloons kind of pan out over the next couple days. It's not a bad time to start looking into homesteading. Try to make sure you find a place with a water source, some food source. Okay. Learn how to garden, and we will see you on the next time.
Amen. Amen.
Say, man.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay. You can listen to the regular show on the radio.
We got
every day. It was the podcast.